One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh, I remember it. You ready?
No.
Here it is. Ready? La be da me ni po tu la. Be da me ni po tu la. La tu pony me da be la. Tu pony me da be la. Ha!
Ha! That's good.
Well, that was high school choir. No, actually middle school choir. I didn't take choir in high school.
Damn. Well, on that note.
Let's start.
Let's dive in. Everybody, thank you for joining another episode of Midwest Married. We appreciate you. And I'll be honest, you two. Yes. Kind of hit the easy button tonight.
Hey, nothing wrong with the easy button.
So I went out to our most sought after subreddits and I picked the top for this week. Whatever was trending.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. All right. So the people really chose our stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just trending and hot.
A smorgasbord.
But we are going to make it interesting.
Is there any singing?
I don't know.
That'd be good.
But initially, I wanted to assign you each a task of finding the stories, but that just fell apart. So I still don't want to read the entire episode. So we're going to roll a dice.
All right.
That is going to be our order.
Okay. All right.
Our stories or people reading?
People reading.
We're just going to leave it all up to chance then.
All up to chance. Ready?
Okay. Well, what are the numbers? Like
1 through 6, regular six-sided die.
What? Am I like 1 and 2? You're like 3 and 4. You're 5 and 6 or
whoever
what?
Whoever rolls the
highest number goes first.
The highest. Oh,
okay. So you want the highest. So you want the lowest.
You want the lowest.
Last.
6.
Matt rolled a 6.
Go ahead, Miller.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Sucks to suck.
It really does.
Unless you.
Oh, wow. Baby. You all be tired by the end.
3. Right. So I'm the middle.
1, 2, 3.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to introduce yourself for maybe people who are first time listeners, Matt?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Matt.
I'm Amy.
I'm Ryan.
Yeah.
All right.
This is episode 51.
Ooh.
Next week, 52.
That's a year.
Mm-hmm. We should probably do talk about anniversaries or some shit.
That sounds great. Let's.
Because those go great all the time.
We've had a couple in our lifetime. They've been good for the most part.
Yeah. And, you know, lastly, I'll just throw this out there because it looks crazy on this table. But, you know, we're looking for sponsors. So we have either Little Saints non-alcoholic gin that we're trying tonight or full-on Buffalo Trace bourbon whiskey. So if one of you two companies out there at Buffalo Trace, at Little Saints wants to sponsor us, you could dictate how our lives go for the foreseeable future. I'm just trying some new things. But going to dive in with the Reddit story.
Let's dive in.
All right. So I pulled this one from the subreddit Relationship Advice. Okay. My 23 female partner, 24 male, used our trip fund and now I'm incredibly pissed, holding back from saying a lot of nasty shit. I'm considering breaking up with him. How do you even begin to communicate about something like this? Here we go. We've been doing deliveries together day and night for this money, and it's bad enough that I had to hassle and fight for this date or this trip to actually happen. He complained a lot about there not being enough time and there not being enough money, so I get it, but I helped till dusk till dawn delivering so that we could make this trip happen. We even picked the date for the trip together. We make most of our goal for the trip, okay? I then borrowed a few dollars to get some items for the trip, and I put the money back in the next day. I calculate all of our expenses just to make sure that we had enough. And we did. We reached our goal. I ask, you know, what have we made from the deliveries in total at the end of the day? And guess what? This idiot spent all our money. All of it. I asked him, hey, where did our money go? He said, some expenses came up. Like, he had to eat and live. Well, he just told me, we'll make the money back and don't even worry about it. So, do I expect you to feel bad about spending money for our trip fund, from our trip fund, that I also worked hard on earning? I told him he should be starved before touching that money. We made it together. Bread and butter, ramen noodles, and sugar before a finger touched that money. I'm considering ditching him, ghosting him, really. I was looking forward to that trip. I worked hard for so long. I was ready for some peace and solitude at the beach. I needed it bad. And the money was there. And then the next day it was gone. I can feel myself breaking down a bit. I really don't want to be a vile person. Is this something that I should even try to move forward from? It's hard to be honest and look him in the eyes and not call him all the nasty names in the book. I'm tired of things being stripped from my whole life. He was the last person in my life that I needed doing this to me right now. Communication and setting boundaries doesn't feel like it'll fix this.
Okay, so there's a few things I was thinking about as this story unfolded. So they both worked extra for this trip. First of all, I commend them for wanting to go on a vacation, on a trip. I think that those are really like important in life and you gotta just like make it happen, right? Something that we prioritize. And I think you can learn a lot by traveling somewhere new and experiencing something different. And she really prioritized it. She really wanted to do it. I don't know if he really was on board from the beginning, from the tone that she had set about this vacation, like she was all in. I'm not sure that he was all in. You know, he had concerns about money. He had concerns about time from the get-go. So I think that you started off on the wrong foot, perhaps, if he wasn't invested in this experience and in saving for this together. Few red flags. So, right, like they started off on a wrong foot. I think it's great that they worked extra in order to put away money, right? For him just to go ahead and blow it on, he didn't even name anything, just like eating. Like, dude, you should be able to live on your normal salary without your girlfriend and you having to work extra in order to save for this trip, right? Mm-hmm. So it seems like he was doing something above and beyond his normal lifestyle, unless he's normally going into debt, right? Like maybe he's always spending above his means. And then if that's the case, then that is another red flag that maybe he needs to figure out for himself. So the question being, considering ditching him, I don't like ghosting. You know, that's like not my style. I think
especially if you're dating.
That's I mean, you're dating enough to be like planning a trip and saving money together and maybe sharing an account, right? Like
sharing an apartment together,
sharing
maybe?
An apartment. Yeah. So that seems a little bit far-fetched. Can it be resolved if he's so blasé about it and he's so just like, what's the big deal? I spent all our money, right? Like that's a problem. That's the bigger problem to me, his attitude about it and not being able to you know, make it work on his current funds. So yeah, those are my thoughts. What do you think?
It's a lot of red flags.
A lot of red flags.
Yeah. My biggest question is how long have they been together? But like you just said, they have an apartment together. They've been working together to share these funds and both do deliveries. I just think their communication obviously is not good.
No.
Because was this communicated in the beginning? I know she took a little bit of funds out early on and then he did. So maybe he was like, oh, well, she's taking some out. I'll take some out. And then just kind of got into a rabbit hole. Then maybe he was too nervous to say something and then it all just exploded. But I think, I think how nonchalant he was about it at the end is a huge red flag.
Right.
I don't think you should ghost him. I wouldn't blame her for leaving him because that is not a, maybe there's more to it on his side, on his family side. Who knows what's going on, that he's in debt or gambling or losing money and not communicating. And
finances in a relationship is a big thing. Like whether you share finances or have separate finances, you have to figure out like what you're going to do and how you're going to approach that if the relationship were to advance.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. So I think they should sit down, have a conversation. I don't think she should jump to any conclusions and leave him or ghost him.
Yeah.
I think that conversation needs to happen of like, all right, let's talk about what the hell just happened here.
And that's going to be a really good, and that's going to be a good learning experience for her too. I mean, they're both still pretty young.
They're, I was just saying, they're young.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she needs to sit down and have that conversation prior to just up and leaving. Yeah. And, you know, even if the outcome is the same, even if the outcome is, we handle finances completely different. Or perhaps there is a solution. Perhaps they, you know, are still soulmates, right? And maybe one is a saver and one is a little bit of a spender. And maybe they need to have separate accounts so that he doesn't think that he has extra money to blow, right? So if he doesn't see it, he won't spend it, right? So maybe that's how they make the finances work in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I don't know. She didn't complain about the, like anything else in the relationship, but yeah, I think communication is a problem. The way they're handling their finances seems to be a problem. And I wish they were both on the same page with this whole trip that they agreed to go on. Mm-hmm. Matt?
I agree with both of you. A lot of red flags.
Okay.
Yep. And I think if you want to work it out, that's great. You should sit down and communicate. Probably a good lesson for him. Good lesson for her. You know, get your own savings account, put your own saved money in your own account. That's number one. But for the boyfriend, here's my question. You guys are going on a trip to a beach. So I'm assuming tropical. I don't know where you live now, but maybe that's 2 hours away or maybe that's on a plane or whatnot. But how many McDoubles did you have to eat to blow the entire trip fund? So there's something else going on.
Because they had reached their goal, right? Like, I'm assuming it's at least a couple $1,000, at least 8,000. Like, to go on a trip, right? Like, flights are usually, like, cheap flights are like $300 a piece. And then you got to pay for somewhere to stay.
An expense came up. I'm calling it gambling.
Oh. You got to figure out where that money went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a red flag to me.
Mm-hmm.
The internet, the people.
Yes.
They do not like said boyfriend.
No.
Consider this tuition to getting to know who he really is.
Ah.
Peace out. You got off cheap.
Yep.
This is financial abuse and you're dodging a bullet. Could you imagine if it was a larger expense?
Right. Or your entire life savings that you have built up together and all of a sudden it's gone or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everybody, I can't find one person that's like, you should probably stay with them. No, the internet's letting them have it. They're done.
Well, that's good.
You're done, son. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's interesting to me. There's some shit we don't know, but yeah, a lot of McDoubles and McChickens and medium fries and medium Coke. That, you know, that shit adds up. McDonald's ain't cheap anymore.
You surprised me there. I thought you'd be like, well, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Your favorite game to play.
I thought it was coming. And then, no. Not shut it down.
I don't know. Like,
what else do they say? What?
I don't know. You're considering breaking up? Yeah. I mean, maybe that you probably should. It's super disrespectful for him to just go, for him to not come and talk to you about what he's spending that on. Like, hey, we're going to have to delay the trip. We're going to have to postpone. I blew a head gasket in my car and it was $3,200 to get it fixed. I had to pay that because I have to make deliveries and I have to work. So,
well, even then, it should still be, it's their combined money. It's not his money.
Exactly.
So they should have a talk about that expense.
I agree.
Even if it's the car, even if it's a thing that they have to do and they need to come to an agreement together on that in the ideal situation.
The blatant disrespect for him to not go and even have a conversation like, I'm stealing your money.
Yeah.
Cut them loose.
Well, then yep. The trip is gone too. Like, even that aspect just sucks. Like,
I know. What a bummer.
Yeah, they're going to break up probably, but then she's, wherever they were going, I'm sure they're looking forward to that very much.
Should go on a girls' trip. Find your besties. Say, hey, let's go do deliveries together with your besties, because you know they're not going to do this to you. Go on a girls' trip. That's my idea.
All right. Well, that's number one in the books.
Nice job.
All right. Musical chairs.
There we go.
Let's
here we go.
Go.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I've got a big head, Matt.
That's what she said.
I did not think that one through.
You teed it up. I just hit it.
I'm talking about the headphones.
We're cutting in right at that point.
Okay, this is from Dead Bedrooms.
Oh boy. Ooh. I just picked the top. I didn't even read any of the content.
Pick the top trending.
So, right. You know, the last story, grammar was tough. I had to throw a lot of
improvising.
Yeah. On the fly.
That's all right. Well, we'll see what happens with this one.
Let's do it.
The title of this one, apparently being naked next to your husband is not a universal turn on? Question mark? Question mark? Question mark?
You're into this one already.
And somehow, the that's what she said joke that you opened with somehow fits so perfectly.
Good segue.
Yeah, good segue into the Dead Bedrooms. Do you have any thoughts that you want to share with the class?
Right off the bat? I mean, every time you get into bed with clothes, I'm like, this is too much. Just don't do this. Adjust. Consider your approach.
I'm sleeping.
All right, here's a story. Earlier today, my husband took a shower, came to bed with just a towel around his waist, and laid next to me. I took off my shirt and tried to snuggle with him. Yeah, I know, maybe not my brightest move, but I was feeling desperate, so please don't judge. We hugged for a moment. It was sweet. But because we were both bare skin, my mind started racing. I couldn't help but hope it would lead to something more.
Oh, yeah.
But then it hit me. Even though I was there, naked, open, willing, he saw it as just a quiet, peaceful moment. A nap, maybe. Nothing sexual was going on in his head. Not even a flicker. And this is after we haven't had sex in a while. After I literally offered myself a few days ago and he turned me down because he was, quote, exhausted.
Ooh, nope.
Bad. And somehow I'm supposed to stay happy, smiling, loyal, and understanding through all this? Honestly, F that. Very curious to hear your
read too. Good read.
Thank you.
That's very well done.
It was probably my labe dabes.
Yeah, I think so.
At the beginning. What is your thoughts on the Dead Bedroom?
I think we both have thoughts. I'm gonna let you take it away.
My thoughts is he has to be trying to get out of this relationship. Because how can you be that unaware? Even if you're not in it and you're both naked and she's hugging you, and obviously you have to know, you have to have that feeling that we haven't had sex in a while. Last time I said I was too tired. I should probably make up for it this time, but no, let's just hug and nice boobs. I gotta go to sleep. Like, he has to be trying to get out of this or something is the only thing I can think
of. Or something is where my mind went.
What do you mean or something?
All right, go ahead.
I mean, you know, if you haven't had sex for a while, like, what's a while? Like, 2 days, 3 days, a week?
Yeah, well, she said.
You know, that's a long time. All right. So a month. What are we talking about here? I don't think she gave specifics, but I mean, after 3 days, if you're not intrigued, you're probably getting a slice of the pie, maybe somewhere else.
What?
Hmm? Maybe a work situation. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Like Ryan said, he's trying to get out of this relationship. It is dumbfounding me.
I feel like you're jumping to conclusions here.
Maybe I am. All right. For those of you listening, you're like, oh my God, my significant other. Oh, she cheated. You know, I'm not saying that. Okay. But I can count maybe on one hand over like 20 years, the times that I've been like, yeah, I'm too tired. I should probably go to bed.
I don't think I ever have. And one time I didn't is because I had whiskey dick. I'm always down for it.
Yeah, always.
Melissa.
There are very rare occasions. Very rare.
Yeah. I can't even, say unless he's got a job, like he's working 80 hours a week, whatever the case might be. Still, that should just perk you right up.
So I wish that there was a little more information. Is this the norm? Is this the change? What's going on in their life? Like, I'm thinking higher level here than you guys. Like, is he working 80 hours a week?
We're just simpler people.
Are there babies involved in the picture, right? Like, do they have young kids that they're chasing around all the time and maybe they physically are exhausted because life has been so crazy busy?
Nope, she's not, though.
Right. Well, maybe that the workload is not balanced. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's true. This is true.
I don't know. Or,
I mean, I want to know, like, did she give him any prompt, like a hug and then like kiss and like try to kiss again? And see, like the double kiss, like, okay, I know what's up.
Well, when you're hugging, you got boobs on your chest.
Well, I'm trying something.
Yeah. Or you're feeling something.
Yeah.
I mean, the signals were there, right? But I don't think that we have to jump to the conclusion that he's cheating on her just because of this scenario.
I'm not saying that he was. I'm just thinking, you know, it's a possibility.
I think that there's more involved here.
Are there updates? Are there anything? What do the people say? Maybe we can write on that a little bit.
Should we go to the top comment?
Yes.
Here we go. Top comment. Sorry you're dealing with that. I moved to a separate bedroom because I gave up all hope of ever having sex again. And staying in the same bed used to give me a sliver of hope that things could change.
That's sad. Is that a man or a female writing that?
We don't know. I don't know. They replied, or another user replied, yes, not sharing a bed anymore is so much better than sleeping next to heartbreak.
My God, people.
Other people, this made my heart sad. I'm sorry. OP responds, same here. I often sleep in the guest's room to keep my sanity. And the next morning, he would be sulking because he wants to hug me all night. But no sex, of course. So it seems like they want, like, emotional, like, right? Emotional connection,
maybe
at least.
Their love language is not physical.
Or it's different. Like, maybe he's a cuddler and she's ready to bang.
I think they got to have some conversations.
When you say a while, so they haven't had sex in a while. To me, if we haven't had sex in a while, that's 2 months. Like, that's a while. Well,
that's a long fucking time.
A month to 2 months is a while. Like, in this story, with the way this is going, when she says a while, I feel like to her it's not 2 days or 2 weeks.
I think it can mean different things to different people and different couples, sure. Right? Like, some people, once a week is their jam, others 2 to 3, other, right? Like, whatever makes them both happy in the relationship, it can differ. There's mm-hmm. no like magic number. We talked about this before, yeah. That is the right number, right? So I don't know what a while means.
Because maybe both their wiles are different. Haven't,
like, I would say,
it's a whole separate.
Like, all right, if you and I were like shooting the shit, like going out having drinks, be like, Jesus, like we haven't had sex in a while. We're around like the 3 week to a month mark.
Yeah. Yep.
2 weeks, like, okay, that can happen, right? I'd prefer it more, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, but at that point in time, like, aren't you thinking to yourself, okay, what's missing in our relationship? Like, why for us, right?
Well, you're taking us down a different rabbit hole.
Where is that connection? You want to keep it lighthearted. I'm going deep. That's what she said. No, that's what he said, right?
I missed it.
So, like, what's missing from that relationship? For me, it's usually like emotional connection, right? I need that emotional connection prior to physical intimacy happening. Yeah. And also it needs to like start, like foreplay needs to start before you make it to the bedroom, right? So maybe a cheeky comment or a supportive comment or maybe that emotional connection, maybe, you know, doing something to help with the housework or, you know, something offloading doing responsibility, dishes. Doing the dishes. Gosh, yes.
Damn it, Miller.
Yeah, you know, that might be nice.
Somebody else but told also, me, you know, I should just hold your hand and watch a movie and crack some wine. Just, you know, hold her hand. Just hold her hand.
I mean, that's also nice advice. Find something and like, okay, where's the disconnect? Where can I find that connection before we can be physically intimate with each other? So maybe they haven't, maybe they're on, you know, two different wavelengths.
Yeah, she's got some work. So I guess my advice to her would be to call them out. Like, why stay silent? Why sit here and stew and write this Reddit? Just go straight to the source. Be like, hey, why didn't you want to do the nasty? Why didn't you want?
Do you find me attractive? Are you super tired? Are you fatigued? What's going on?
Yeah. Where's our disconnect?
Are you struggling with some ED? What's going on?
Right. What if that's the thing?
Could be. Yeah.
Erectile dysfunction. I mean, absolutely could.
Yeah.
Maybe. And sometimes it starts like.
Wow. Didn't even think of that.
That I actually did think of that. And sometimes, like, if it doesn't happen once or whatever, let's say for one reason or another, and then it gets in the guy's head, and then there's like a psychological hurdle, right?
For sure.
Like, it's not even a physical thing to get over.
So,
and sometimes it's medical. Yeah, but you got to be able to have that conversation and look deeper. Mm-hmm. Nobody is going that deep on the comment section. Everybody's just complaining to each other. That's probably why everybody's. It's probably why everybody's in the subreddit here, though. They can relate, and it's all actually very sad. It's just everybody giving up and being like, "Yep, I just gave up. This happened to me, and I gave up." And I'm like, "Oh, that's sad." Yep, I just moved out of the bedroom 13 years ago. I'd gotten used to being sexless, but the bed was just so cold. Most mornings, he wakes up hard, but he quickly would tuck it into his boxers and turn away or just get out of bed. Oh, hey.
With that thing.
Okay, so I thought my husband had ED, but I realized that even with a boner, he doesn't want to bang me. That was OP. So maybe not that.
There are updates.
Oh, and here's another comment. If it were a universal turn-on, dead bedrooms wouldn't exist. Everyone is different, sexuality and otherwise.
Yeah, you got to find out what's missing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Another comment. I sleep showered and naked next to my wife every night for years. She reaches out to touch me or lets me actually touch her about once every year or so. I feel your pain. I'm sure you can't help but feel rejected with a huge dent to your self-confidence. But remember, it's his lack of libido, not your lack of being desirable. I think that's a great comment, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that OP is not desirable.
Just the way you're reading that, I thought it was like, I reach out and I make him touch me. Like, I thought it was going to be every night or
no
for a year. I was like, oh.
Once a year. Oh. OP responded to that comment and said, it took me a lot of pain, trauma, and reading to realize that, you know, it wasn't like this. The problem wasn't that OP wasn't desirable.
Right.
So, yeah.
All right.
Any other thoughts on that?
No, it's just sad that people just don't
got to communicate
or put the effort in to try to fix it or just give up and still stay in the marriage and you're both sexually unhappy and then not engage with each other. I think it's just a rabbit hole that you can go down. Not a rabbit hole, but a trickle effect, I'm trying to say, of how important sex is.
Yeah. It's much easier if both are on the same like wavelength. Like, yeah. 'Cause some people just aren't like have less sexual desire than other people. Like if it's like once a month, if it's good for both partners, awesome. Mm-hmm. Great. Then that's good for them. Right. Other people are not, you know, want it much more often. So I think.
There you have it. Next. Yeah.
Sex tips.
You're up.
All right. Musical chairs. Here we go.
Here we go.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
And we're back. All right. Are we ready for story number three?
I'm ready.
Subreddit is Am I Overreacting? Title: Am I Overreacting for Refusing to Let My Wife's Work Husband Come on Our Family Vacation?
Huh, that's kind of a weird one.
Yeah.
Neat.
Here we go. My wife, 34 female, and I, 36 male, have been married for 8 years, 2 kids together. She recently started a new job where she's gotten really close to one of her coworkers. Kinky. She calls him her work husband and says it's all jokes and office banter, nothing serious. At first, I brushed it off, but over time, she started texting him outside working hours, laughing at his jokes constantly, and even FaceTiming him once when we were on a weekend trip with our kids. I finally told her it was getting weird, and she told me to stop being insecure. Last week, she asked if he could come with us on our summer vacation to the lake house. She said he has no family around and could use a break. I said, absolutely not. This is our family time, and I don't want some random guy tagging along, especially someone she flirts with all day long. She got mad and said I was being controlling. Her exact words were, quote, I'm not even allowed to have friends now, unquote. I told her it's not about friends, it's about boundaries. She's still mad and says I embarrassed her by making a big deal out of nothing. So, am I overreacting?
I don't think so. If anything, I mean, maybe you're underreacting a little bit. I don't know. To me, there seemed, I don't know. I don't think I'd be very pleased if you were like, oh, yeah, my work wife. Like, maybe you can do that if you're single and just be like, haha, work husband, work wife. Like, if you're both single.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. Maybe people, I don't know. I just think it's a weird thing in general. So.
I understand. Oh, go ahead. I'll just say, I understand, like, the work husband type of thing when you're at work or just right. Having that connection with somebody at work, right? You enjoy going to work, maybe a flirt here or there, but it's all kind of fun and games. But really beyond that is when you're FaceTiming, that gets kind of weird. And then especially like, can he come on the trip with our kids? That would be obviously crossing the line. Unless it's just they haven't communicated. Maybe it's, you know, a gay friend or something too. Cheers.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe that's possible.
But yeah, am I overreacting? Absolutely not. I'd be pissed.
Do
you have a work wife?
Let's talk work.
Yeah, it's me and Jake in the office. So Jake's definitely my work wife. Trust me.
I don't have a.
I'm my work wife.
There you go. I don't have a work husband. I do work with men who are fabulous and like. They're great and I enjoy them at work. Like we're good colleagues and whatnot, but we're not FaceTiming and whatever. Like if you all had a friendship, like if that person then, like if you're graduating from a friendship at work to a friendship outside of work, for me, it would be like, okay, well now like we need to be friends with this work colleague that I have for me.
Yeah.
In our relationship. And maybe that's not how everybody's relationship works, but like for me to be comfortable with that, that's what I would want. I would want Matt to meet him and be buddies.
Right.
So like exactly. The three of us are buddies.
Yep.
And not like exclude. Like, oh, by the way,
somebody you never talked to is coming on our trip. And he's also attractive.
Yeah.
And he's also my work husband.
Mm. Yeah.
And his kid gets along with them.
I agree. You're not overreacting. I think this is kind of leading down like emotional affair type level with you not really including the husband a lot. Like, who's this random guy coming on our trip? Yeah. I think that it'd be one thing, and I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
Because I'm just trying to like go back through all my different careers and all the places I've been. When I worked at Express, let's take Sam Rock.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of times where we have been out and it's like, oh, hey, like Sam and Josh, if you guys want to come out, like come have drinks with us. I feel like, yes, I'm friends with Sam at work, but outside of work, it's a friendship here. And yeah, we see Sam out from time to time and grab drinks, but I'm never like FaceTiming Sam. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just that that's a weird level to cross. I feel like I've made the attempt or with any female colleague that we've been friends with to include you and honestly, to try to make you be friends with them.
Well, exactly. And so that's why that's probably where I'm coming from, because that's how we operate. Right?
Angela. Ange Miller.
Yeah.
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 There's another one.
Yeah.
Just thinking of female coworkers that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not overreacting.
It seems like it's just taking it too far. Yeah.
So all these comments are, I'm sorry. It's always the coworker. You're going to end up cheating.
That's so they're saying, the nope, comments. You're not overreacting. Nope. This is they're odd all on behavior. The same page as us.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just weird that you'd want to bring that dynamic into your family time as well. Yeah, we're going to go to the lake and you're going to, I don't know, just, nah.
No, I completely agree with you. At least introduce each other. So if this it comes to this, like you already have that common ground. You know them, you trust them. Like now I come on a trip. Everything is going to, even that's still even weird, but
like,
make the effort to introduce your husband to
for the wife. If the, you know, OP was having a guy's night, like, oh, hey, you know, Chris from my work, he's looking for something to do. He doesn't have any guys to hang out with. Why don't you bring him to guy's night? Why don't you, you know, do that? And
or why don't we all go out together, but not on a family vacation? I would also feel like as the colleague, like that would be odd. Like, hey, I'm just going to go just with you and your kids and your family. Up to the lake, like at least have one other colleague there, like make it more of a, you know,
or
so. If you got and NLP brings the kids out fishing meanwhile back at the cabin,
Dad, I want to go fishing with him, not you.
Oh my god, you took it there. I like that. Good work.
I don't know. And even if it's all very innocent now, for and maybe this is also like
that's a thing.
Like me, like you don't want to set yourself up to be in the slippery position of like, what if he catches feelings or what if you do, like, right? Like that emotional affair kind of a thing can be a little bit of a slippery slope. Like you have well-meaning intentions, right? At the beginning or whatever. But you just have to have those when you're in a married relationship. In my opinion, you just have to have those healthy boundaries, even for yourself with other people so that you preserve and, you know, cherish your relationship that you're in.
Yeah. Or if they all go out to like a work event or a work outing and then the husband's invited out, but then like everybody at work knows that these two have a connection at work, but the husband doesn't know anything. So when you're all there together, you're like,
awkward.
Awkward as hell.
We've never been in that position.
No, but I was just, as you guys were talking, I was like, man, that would suck if
have
I was
you?
Being sarcastic.
Have you?
I was going to say.
Anyways, let's do round.
Who cheated?
Give me the dice. Where's the dice?
I want to know. Where's the dice? The dice? I don't know.
Oh, I found the dice.
All right.
For real. Who was it?
Oh, we can't talk about it right now.
Okay. We'll put a pin in that, I guess.
Kay. All right. Round two. Because we got a couple more stories. Let's roll the dice and let's play this game again.
Oh, looks like I'm first.
Looks like it's you.
Ooh, a close second.
Unless I get a six and then we have to re-roll.
6-5-4.
You know, saving
4.
saving the best for last. Ooh. Just kidding.
I don't have a sixth story.
Oh.
Just me.
I'll do the, outro.
There you go. All right. Story number four from... What? Am I the asshole?
Will I be the asshole?
Will I be the asshole? Where do you see that? Oh, yeah. All right. Will I be the asshole? You ready?
All right. Yeah.
Here we go.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Title: Am I the asshole for taking my daughter somewhere when my husband and sons went on a boys' trip? I, 43 female, have triplets, Mark, Liam, and Abby, 14, with my husband Josh, 45 male. Last Friday, Josh decided to bring Mark and Liam on a spontaneous trip to Six Flags. I don't like any parks like that, so I wasn't bothered by not being invited. Abby asked to go as well, but Mark and Liam said it was a boys trip and that she would ruin the vibe. Abby was upset because she felt left out, and I felt bad for her, so I decided we'd have a day out.
Love it.
On Saturday, we went to the Cheesecake Factory, our favorite restaurant, a local spa, and let her have a mini shopping spree at the mall that only came out to be about $150.
Nice.
I paid for it all since I got a hefty bonus and didn't know what else to spend it on. She left better after, and we had a heartfelt mother-daughter moment at a Build-A-Bear, where we each made other bears. We also had brunch on Sunday, although it wasn't very costly. The boys came home last night, and Abby was excited to tell Josh all about what we did over the weekend. He got mad and confronted me about saying I shouldn't have done that. I asked why, because he refused to let Abby go in the first place, and he said it was a boys' trip and that I shouldn't get her used to special treatment for not being involved in anything. I asked why it bothered him so much, since I know he'd do it for our sons, but he won't tell me why it bothers him so much. He ended up even trying to take her bear, but I would not let him.
What?
He's being cold to me and Abby now, and I'm at a loss. Am I the asshole?
No.
Hell no.
This makes absolutely no sense in my brain.
This dad is a shitty girl dad, number one.
Yeah.
You guys are both girl dads. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you ever do this to your daughter?
No. Give me that bear. Jeez.
It's trash. This dude is trash. That's all I'm saying. Okay. First off, going to Six Flags as a boys' trip, like, that's something special that you're doing above and beyond with your son.
Yes.
Why would you even be upset that your wife is taking your daughter on a girl's trip to do something completely different?
Yeah.
And honestly, and then to go and take her bear away, you fucking asshole. I don't know what your problem is, but this is not legit. I don't even understand it. And I just can't put myself in those shoes to make my daughter feel that way. Absolutely not. I want her to be like, yeah, oh, that's awesome. You guys had an awesome spa day and went to Build-A-Bear. That is so cool. I'm really glad you got to do that. Next time, I'm going to take you to Six Flags, and me and you can have a daddy-daughter date, and we'll go to Six Flags together.
Here's my question from the get-go. Like, why is Six Flags, why is that the boys' trip? Like, if she wanted to go with, and they're triplets together, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I did feel like that was very unfair of him to be like, yeah, I know you want to go, you like roller coasters too, but, you know, you can't come. We're just the three of us are going to go, without any thought of, oh, you and your mom can go do a special thing, right? Yeah. If it was something that she wasn't very interested in, to me, that is like the kind of boys trip that you should take. Maybe the two boys like to, it's very stereotypical, go fishing. We're in the Midwest, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the boys like to go fishing, and fishing really isn't her cup of tea for some reason or another. Like, that would be, to me, a good boys trip. And I would still support the mom and daughter doing a girls trip then, if the boys are doing a boys thing, right?
Yep.
Like, to me, that only seems fair. So I am not quite sure why he is so upset about mom and daughter having that fun bonding time. It sounded really positive. She kept on talking about the money. So I think that she's worried that he's just upset that, you know, it cost a little bit of money to spend time together. But I tell you what, Six Flags is not cheap.
I would right?
know. I Tickets, would, fair food.
Especially if this is a recent story too. Like, going to an amusement park like this.
I would bet that the spa day and Build-A-Bear was cheaper than Six Flags.
Right.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they stayed overnight somewhere, right? Yeah. Maybe. Yep. So, and it, I don't think that mom and daughter spent a night at a hotel. Mm-mm. So, like cost wise.
What do you think? Yeah,
there's a few thoughts rolling through my head. Like, is he jealous? Number one, as you know, like I'm taking the sons to this trip and I'm being this fun adventurous parent, and then I come home and maybe he's jealous because they had just as equally or a better time than me and the boys or whatever. So is he jealous that they had so much fun, that she was being an awesome mom and taking her daughter to do all these things?
Or maybe the boys trip didn't go as well as planned. Maybe like he didn't. I'm reaching here. Yeah.
Well,
right,
if they didn't splurge for the fast passes to skip the lines, well, I bet that day sucked.
Or maybe he wanted to, because I know some families do this as well, that they take, you know, their kids. Sometimes it's both parents take, if they have like triplets, like both parents will take one or two kids on a trip for their special time together, their special time with that one kid. So maybe he, the father, was taking the two sons for a special time. And then, not, I don't want to make this sound a bad way, but they had their special time. The daughter didn't, but she, her special time is coming with the dad or something like that. But the mom had the special time with her, even though I know it's
but
a mother-daughter
thing. But
then you
could still flip-flop and do a mother-son special time if, you know, dad and daughter day. You are reaching. We're trying to reach like for some
sort of... That's my job. That's my job. Devil's advocate.
For some sort of semblance of where this makes sense, like in what universe does this make sense? And it doesn't make sense in this universe whatsoever.
I have two daughters and I could not imagine ever reacting that way. I'd be like, exactly like what you said. Like, oh my, I'm just glad you had so much fun that we were out doing this, and I'm glad that you guys got out and did something too.
Yeah.
And then you're all back home. You do something fun as a family.
Boom. Exactly. Exactly.
What do the people say?
So were you and Abby supposed to stay home and knit until the menfolk came home? That's exactly probably what he was feeling. Oh, they were supposed to spend time choring and reflecting the glory old days of the menfolk. This is getting sexist here. No, they're supposed to sit at the front door crying and begging them to come home, fall apart without them, and thank the heavens that he graced them with his presence when they got home, while also having a four-course meal in a spotless house.
I love the
angry
internet.
Swearing faces. OP, I hate your husband. I think we can see where this is going.
Yeah. We got it. We got it. All right.
Sarcasm in spades. They don't get it either. It doesn't make sense in their universe either.
Nope. I'm up. Let's do it. Last but not least.
Here we go.
The subreddit. Am I the asshole?
Classic. Right.
Am I the asshole for telling my husband if he forces his daughter to go to school with poor hygiene as punishment, I will divorce him? All right. 41 female here. And I have a daughter, 10 female, from a previous relationship. And my husband, 35 male, has a daughter, 13 female, from a previous relationship. My stepdaughter has been the near-perfect child for a very long time. She hasn't ever needed to be punished since I've been with her father, until recently. She had a problem with another girl, 13 female, at school. The other girl made fun of my stepdaughter's lesbian mom, and my stepdaughter made fun of the other girl's poor mom. The parents of the other girl grounded her for 3 weeks. My husband wanted his daughter's punishment to match the crime. Since his daughter made fun of the other girl's financial situation, my husband wants his daughter to feel what it's like to be extremely poor. The other family isn't extremely poor by any means. His plan, though, is for his daughter to go to school with poor hygiene for 3 days, no showers, no deodorant, no toothbrush or brushing teeth, and must reuse and wear the same clothes. I told him that if he goes through with his plan, I will divorce him. Am I the asshole? Bum, bum, bum.
Me? No.
I don't care who's got thoughts.
No.
I don't think she's the asshole. I think that this is a... I'm a proponent of like the... of consequences should reflect the... like what happened, right? Like natural consequences kind of a thing. Like if you choose to not wear a coat outside, then okay, well, then the natural consequence is that you get cold kind of a thing. To me, this is not like a natural consequence. Like this is like the punishment does not fit the crime, right? Like because hygiene is like a basic human right kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And he's going off the rails. And so I think that she should be prepared to kind of double down a little bit. If, right? Like you can't threaten divorce without being serious about it, right? Like maybe she's gone a little bit too far too. Like, are you, like, because it sounds like those girls really need you in their lives. Right. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that's not quite the right option, but perhaps it's a tool that she's using to get his attention to be like, no, this is how serious I am about how you cannot do this to your daughter. Right. Mm-hmm. Like this is going to seriously and maybe irreparably damage your relationship with your daughter. If you are the person who is forcing her to go through with this, same clothes, no, you know, no deodorant, no showers as a 14, how old? 13-year-old.
13.
Going to school, like unacceptable. There are other things as far as disciplinary measures that you can do to be like, yep, this was your, it was not okay for you to harass somebody and call their parents poor. You know, that's not okay. But like, think of something else. Ground her for 3 weeks. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Not this though.
That and now it's going to, if they go through with that, and that's going to scar the daughter for life too. Like if you have her go to school like that, like now not only is that not the right way to react as a parent, but for that child, like she's going to get ripped at school, and that's probably going to mentally scar her for life. I was going to say what we would do is we would take our daughters down to, well here we call it chum, go serve food to the poor people, and see how they live.
Spot on, because that is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Go see how they live. Like the hygiene thing, that's bullshit. Everybody can smell. But go teach them. Teach them what it's like to be poor. Show them what it's like to be poor and how they have to, what they wear, how they can't survive without food or people supporting them like that.
And demonstrate that they are people and have feelings and they should not be ridiculed and that we respect them.
Exactly.
As people and mm-hmm. as humans, you know, you don't make fun of people for that or, you know, anything else.
And the shelters have showers and, you know, I used to do recruitment and I used to interview a lot of people that came from the shelter and they didn't stink. They weren't, you know, they were presentable. Mm-hmm. There's clothes available to them. So,
punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Punishment doesn't fit the crime. I think that divorce, though, I mean, is that worthy? It's really a weird punishment. And for never, this is like maybe one of the first times the daughter has been punished. I'm not sure what she's experienced previously. This is wrong, though. Point blank. And I was going to say, why doesn't he take her to the chum, right? That's what it is called here. But a food shelter. Make them go and volunteer somewhere where there are actually poor people and do community service. That would be...
turn it into something positive instead of something that's just going to scar her for life.
Yeah.
Right.
And one of the comments on here was, this is exactly where we get looking down on poor people from. We can see where it comes from. The people have also said, yep, I grew up poor. Guess what? We had a toilet. We had a shower. Mm-hmm. We had all the things that, you know, most people did.
Because,
other than food. Hmm. Oftentimes, we would take food from school to bring back to our parents.
I hate when they when you throw the word divorce out like that on something like this too. That just pisses me off. Like as a threat, it shouldn't be a threat. That should be a conversation you have.
But what if it's like the only thing that is going to like if it's that serious? Like you should never throw it out willy-nilly, right?
Yeah, I mean it's.
But if she feels that strongly about it, and if she's, I don't know.
That's a strong take.
This was posted 6 days ago.
Okay.
And there is an update as of yesterday. My stepdaughter is safe. My daughter is safe. I'm safe, and I will be divorcing my husband.
Oh.
I don't think I should share anymore.
Yeah. Probably not, because now there's probably going to be like court proceedings and stuff.
Well, she didn't threaten.
That doesn't
I guess.
Feel
she just
good.
Did it.
I mean, it wasn't an empty threat. It was serious. Right. Like, hey.
Yeah.
You cannot.
I really tried. And while you were talking, I was trying to, you know, look on here to see if did anybody think that this was legit? Nah, everybody says that not the asshole. Your husband's a dick.
Yeah. So that was not okay. And I'm guessing too, if she's threatening divorce, like this is probably not it's probably a straw that broke the camel's back. Right. It's probably not like, we're blissfully in love, you know, having sex five times a week. Right. Yeah. No, you know,
yeah,
there's probably other problems. There's probably other issues going on. So
yeah. Good point.
And that's too bad.
Yeah, that sucks. I won't lie. I forgot to put deodorant on today. So sorry if I smelled. I was working all day too, baking on the roof.
Maybe I'm just used to you. Immune.
There you go.
It's called musk.
Yes. Ode de mat.
Manly. Mm-hmm. It's a turn on.
It's an old wooden ship.
That's what I do to lure her.
Good God, what's that smell?
Well, guys are on funny. That note, Amy, you rolled last place. So
I did. Oh, so the outro?
It's you.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Midwest Married, where we just hang out and chit chat and have a lot of fun together. Please comment, like, subscribe.
Especially on YouTube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
We appreciate you.
We do. Yeah.
And thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's always fun. It's always a good time.
And have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.